A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, November the 1st, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the MDCT says it will continue with its no reforms, no elections stance and has not deviated from this commitment as the country prepares for the 2018 general elections.
The position is actually very clear. We have never deviated, we have never flip-flopped. All we have said is that the without reforms, no elections campaign is a continuous campaign that we are working on right now.
The Zimbabwe Farmers Union is advising farmers to plant short-term varieties this season as the rains are likely to be scarce due to climate change.
We are expecting very little rainfall compared to a normal season. We actually encouraging farmers to grow short-season varieties and also farmers to grow small grains, which probably will not need much water. It will pay off very well if farmers adhere to such advice.
And Zimbabwean Olympiad Kirsty Coventry says she is on course on her preparations for Brazil 2016 Olympics. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. The MDCT says it will continue with its no reforms, no election stance and has not deviated from this commitment as the country prepares for the 2018 general elections. Party spokesman Obet Gutu says his National Council met last week and decided to keep this stance. Mr. Gutu also says his party will be joined by other opposition parties as their president, Morgan Tsvangirai, begins a regional offensive soon. Jonga Kandemiri speaks with Mr. Gutu on the issue.
We held the third National Council of the NDC after the last Congress of the fourth National Congress that was held last year in October 2014. It was a very successful National Council meeting that was held at party headquarters on Wednesday, the 28th of October. And I'm also very delighted and very glad to confirm that some of the resolutions that we came up with were to the effect that the NDC is going to escalate its campaign for the electoral reforms. As you know, a few weeks ago, President Morgan Tsvangirai launched what we call the REN document, or the Without Reforms, No Elections document. And this document actually sets out all the electoral reforms that we would like to be put in place before the NDC can agree or can accept to participate in the next elections in this country. That is one of the key resolutions that we came up with at the National Council meeting that was held on Wednesday. And I also want to advise the listeners that President Morgan Tsvangirai also tabled a request to have five additional members appointed into the National Executive on the basis that these are very senior members with a very, you know, valuable experience to the party. And I am also very pleased to confirm that the five additional members of the National Executive are as follows: Dr. Tapio Mashakada, Dr. Ruth Nabodia, Mr. Blessing Chebundo, Professor Henry Zinochkiwei, and Mr. Matthias Mulambo. So we welcome these five valuable cadres into the National Executive, and because they are now members of the National Executive, they automatically sit on the National Council. I want listeners to appreciate that the National Council is actually the highest decision-making body of the MDC in between congresses.
On the issue of elections, recently your party was quoted as saying that it will participate in the 2018 elections, and now you are saying you are pressing ahead with the no reform, no elections campaign. Where exactly are you standing?
The position is actually very clear. We have never deviated, we have never flip-flopped. All we have said is that without without reforms, no elections campaign is a continuous campaign that we are working on right now. And this campaign's main agenda is to ensure that the electoral reforms that are set out in the 33-page document, the without reforms, no elections document that was formally launched by our party president, Morgan Tsvangirai, a few weeks ago at the Anglican Cathedral here in Harare, is then accepted. Because the idea is to say, we cannot continue doing the same thing, knowing that ZANU-PF is going to rig the election. So far, we have scored some spectacular successes. I can confirm to the listeners that only 2 weeks ago, ZEC did agree with us that they are working on a new voter roll, and this voter roll is going to be an electronic voter roll, which is actually going to make it very possible for each voter to be able to vote at a particular polling station, what is called a polling station-based voting system. It has got obviously its own advantages, but at the same time, it has got its own disadvantages. But you are glad that at the rate that you are moving, and the amount of pressure that you are putting on the ZANU-PF regime, and particularly on the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, I am pretty confident that come 2018 or earlier, we are going to have sufficient reforms on the electoral scene to enable the party to participate.
We understand that Mr. Tsvangirai is going to start an offensive at meeting out with SADC leaders. May you tell us how this is going to be implemented?
It is actually going to be a multi-party kind of campaign. A few days ago, the secretary generals of about 15 opposition parties held a meeting here in Harare where all the parties discussed our without reforms, no election document. And I'm also glad to confirm that all the 15 opposition parties that participated unanimously agreed with what we expected as the NDC to be the kind of electoral reform that we should have before the next elections are held in Zimbabwe. So when President Morgan Tsvangirai is going to engage the leadership of SADC, starting with the sitting SADC chairperson, who is President Senator Ian Khama of Botswana, he's actually going to be accompanied by other opposition leaders, opposition party leaders, such as Dr. Sibaba Koni, Dr. Benito Darengwa, and several other leaders.
That was MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu speaking with Jonga Kanzemiri from Harare. Zimbabwean Olympiad Kirsty Coventry says she's on course on her preparations for Brazil 2016 Olympics. She was speaking at the end of the Association of National Olympic Committee General Assembly meeting, which ended in Washington on Friday. Zimbabwe was represented at the meeting by the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee, and the head of the organization, Admire Masenda, told Studio 7 he's impressed with the high-level contacts that they met at the meeting and hope to utilize them in their preparations for Brazil 2016 for Team Zimbabwe. I spoke with Coventry earlier on her role at the ANOC General Assembly.
I'm an IOC member, an athlete commission member on the IOC, and that makes me an individual member. And I live just down the road in Charlotte when I'm base training, and I'd reached out to the ANOC Secretary General, Gunilla Limburg, and said to her if they needed anything, I was here to help. And she said, yes, come and present the awards at the awards gala dinner, and then come and be a part of the meeting and listen into what's happening. And we had a great awards dinner. I had the honor and privilege of awarding the top male and female athlete from the All Africa Games.
And also there is a delegation from Zimbabwe. Were you able to meet with them? And what kind of things were you guys discussing about?
I think I was a bit of a stalker. I was like waiting at the door for them to arrive because I've been quite homesick. So it was just nice to hear Zimbabwean voices and get a big Zimbabwean hug. But we do. We have our president, Admire Masenda, and our secretary general, Anna Mguni. And then, of course, our honorary president, and Tommy Sotoli, who's also now the ANOCA Secretary General. It's been great. It's been great to talk about the future, talk about Rio, talk about things that we can put in place for Rio, but more importantly for after Rio, for 2020, and how we can all help each other.
That was Olympiad Kirsty Coventry in Washington. The Zimbabwe Farmers Union is advising farmers to plant short-term varieties this season as the rains are likely to be scarce due to climate change. I spoke with the president of the Zimbabwe Farmers Union, Paul Zakaria, earlier on.
Well, as we speak, farmers are actually busy in their fields. Farmers are preparing. Land preparation is going on. Farmers have a lot of high expectations, and they really believe that they will come up with something out of this season. The only hurdle that farmers are really probably going to face or are already facing is one to do with access to finance, particularly the commercial farmers, those who have bigger lands to work on. They will require, obviously, under normal circumstances, they would require a lot of credit, access to credit or finance from financial institutions. And at the moment, this is not an easy facility to access. And so we are expecting that farmers in such areas, anybody doing anything above 5 hectares, will probably face that challenge. But however, those farmers that are in the communal areas, we are advising that even if they fail to access the hybrid seeds, they should go on and pick up from their storages. They should pick up the open pollinated varieties so that they use those, so that they don't wait for any assistance in terms of seed, but they should prepare their own seed, and that they should also catch time in terms of when the rains start falling. And we are encouraging them also to utilize some other alternatives of fertilizers, which may come in the form of composts that they establish on their own small plots and other forms of fertilizing components. So we are expecting that at least this season, with the information that we received on how the season is probably going to go, we do not expect much rainfall, and we expect this rainfall to come in for a very short period of time.
Looking at the issue of climate change, what would you advise farmers, especially like you said, in the rural areas, to do? What variety of crops should they be looking at planting this season?
Well, in those areas that are further to the south of the country, which are already known to be very low rainfall, areas, or even in the northern parts where we are expecting very little rainfall compared to a normal season, we actually encouraging farmers to grow short season varieties, and also farmers to grow small grains, which probably will not need much water. It will pay off very well if farmers adhere to such advice. The agronomists in the country, they are all agreed on this strategy, so that at least farmers come up with something. The season is predicted to be a very short one, although it is a normal to below normal season. But it is predicted that in some places, in some areas, we will receive very, very little rainfall, which will come over a very short space of time. So it is encouraged that farmers adhere to the advice that the agronomists are giving countrywide.
That was the president of the Zimbabwe Farmers Union, Paul Zakaria, in Harare. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 4940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Mekleo Mapfumo, who is the Youth President of the United Nations Association in Zimbabwe. Mekleo, thank you so very much for joining me today on the program.
So, thank you so much for having me on the program.
Recently, the United Nations Association was holding a summit focusing on the issue of climate change and the role that Zimbabweans and young people have. Can you tell me more about this program?
Thank you so much. Zimbabwe was given the mandate to actually spearhead the conference on African Youth Initiative on Climate Change, where African youths from all over the country were supposed to come up with a position paper to say this is our stance in terms of the issue of climate. As you notice that the issue of climate change has not involved youth directly. So under the African Union, when they were holding their own conference in Victoria Falls, they gave us an initiative as the youths to come up with our own position paper that we are going to forward to the head of states of the African Union, which they are also going to go with at the COP21 and say this is the African position.
And this talk of climate change, how are young people, from what you guys came up with, how are they seeing this issue?
Yeah, I think if you look at most of these issues, they are addressing the future. Like if you look at also the Agenda 2063, the post-2015 development agenda, most of these issues are talking about the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 15 years. And if you look at those next years, those years are years which are directly involving the youth. Hence, issues that are affecting us, like we look at climate change, it has become one of the major issues that has affected our continent. And we as Africans, especially the youth, we need to come up with strategies and say, how can we mitigate this issue of climate change, and how can we also adapt to some of the situations that we might face?
And when we talk about climate change, Mekleo, on a very simple note, what does this mean for the average young person in Zimbabwe?
I think to an ordinary Zimbabwean, like as we all know that this season we are now heading maybe towards the farming season. Then maybe you've started your own project, maybe your agricultural project, but you notice that the rains are not coming as expected. And you are not expecting what you're not expecting in terms of starting your agricultural season. So maybe to an ordinary Zimbabwean, those issues might not have direct information to say this is climate change, but it can actually affect the production of maybe an ordinary person. So if you're aware now that we are now facing climate change, you directly have an understanding to say, okay, this is how I adapt or this is how I mitigate. So maybe most of people do not understand maybe these terms. Okay, this is climate change, but they are being affected directly. I also need to give an example of what we have been facing a few weeks ago, the issue of heat wave. For some, they did not understand what it is, but in direct relation or in direct terminology, it is actually some of the consequences of climate change.
And you said that your position paper will be forwarded to the African Union leaders. Do you think that they will be very open to taking what you as a youth and you as representatives of the youth have put together?
I think what I've noticed, like in the recent, especially this year, when the youth are being given the space to say, okay, this is our ideas, this is what we want, and then they take that information or they take those initiatives to where they're supposed to go. But usually when they get there, that's where the problem lies, and in that these issues are not actually being addressed well in terms of the youth perspective. Mainly because maybe the person who's going to be able to stand for us and say, okay, this is what the youth want, first and foremost, that person is not a youth. And then when those issues get there, they're actually addressed to say, okay, youth want this, youth want that. But in the end of the day, that is not what is going to happen.
And in your view, is there a solution to that? Because as you were saying earlier, you know, these plans that are being set up now look at the future, 5-year plans, 10-year plans, which will directly affect the young people our age who are the ones who are calling for these changes.
Firstly, I think if there's no change, then we're just repeating the same problems that have been done in the past few years. Because there's no change, and we're just addressing our issues to the same people who have not accepted what we have been saying. So the major challenge that we are going to face is if there is no change in the certain levels of policy formulation, if there's no change in terms of the people who are taking these youth initiatives seriously, and if as a youth don't foster or don't push for that change, then it's going to be a bit tough. But if we see a change in the mindset of the people who are accepting our issues, then definitely we are heading for a different direction.
Mekleo, as usual, I want to thank you so very much for joining me on the Youth Forum and look forward to hearing more about the programs you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much, Edwin.
That was Mekleo Mafumo, Youth President of the Zimbabwe United Nations Association, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.
Now to recap on today's top stories. The MDCT says it will continue with its no reforms, no elections stance and has not deviated from this commitment. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, November the 1st, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.